Mishnayis Masechta Becharis, holding Perek Dalid, Mishnehei. Ha'anoytel schoroi liyois roye becharis. Somebody, even if he knows the aloch is a mumcha, to paskin on a mumim on a bechor, but if he takes money for it, so aloch is, ain't shechten apiv, you're not allowed to shecht, he can't use that bechor. Because the paisik was not allowed to take money for his psak. Because we're afraid if he takes money, he'll be choshed, maybe he'll tell you it's a mum, even though really it was not about mum. Therefore, not allowed to shecht apiv that psak. Unless the person was a real mumcha, like Ila was in Yavna, means he was a mumcha gadol, Nachom knew him, that he would not take sheichet, he was like a chosid, he was not afraid. The Chom gave him permission to take money, to take four coins, four yisaros. If he had to check out a behema daka, it wasn't that much work to check it out. But Vishisha Bagasi, if he checked out a big behema, he let him take six Isaros. Because it's much harder to tie down a big behema than to check it out to see if it has a real mum or not. Now, he got paid, Bein Tomim, Bein Balmum, whether he paskin that it was really a Balmum, or whether he paskin, no, the mum is not a good mum, but it's a tam, still he got paid. Now, Mishnah Vov, Hanoitel Schorer Lodim, somebody takes money to paskin the Shiloh, so Locher is Dino Petelim, he can't use that psak. But the Pasuk says, Reili Manati Yeschem Hukim and Mishpotim V'Shetzivani Hashem L'Koi. So we dashed and you have to learn Torah B'chinam, you can't take money for it. So if the Dayan takes money for his psak, it's Dinov B'Telem, it's no good. L'Hoyit, someone takes money to say Edis, is Edus B'Telem, same thing as Edis is Bato. L'Hazois U'L'Kaddish, if someone takes money L'Hazois to sprinkle the Mechatis on a person that's Tomei, or else L'Kaddish, someone takes money Lekadesh, to make the Kiddush of the Mechatis, to put the Efer Paraduma into the Mayim Chayim, so name of Meimara, that this water they sprinkled with remains like just some regular Meimara water from the well, and not Mechatis, and the Efer Efer Mikla, the Yeshes also are Stam Yeshes, to not consider the Yeshes of a Paraduma. Yemhoyo Koyin, let's say the person now was a Koyin that went to see the Bechor, or went to Paskin the Dayin, or went to be an aid. Now, Vitimlo Mitramasoi, like, and somebody called the Kohen to come and check out, and when he brought the Kohen became Tummy on his way there. So now that he's Tummy, he can't eat Truma. So he has to, what? He has to buy regular Chum that costs more money. So, Locha is this person that caused him to become Tummy, is Ma'achilu has to feed him, or Mashka give him to drink, the Sacha has to smear him with oil. Vimhoi is Zokin. Let's say that the Dayan was an older person, so Makivri ala Chamor, you're allowed to carry him on the Chamor, that you're allowed to. You're not like paying him, but you're allowed to bring him to Paskin the Shal and pay for transportation, that you're allowed to. For Noisim Leschor Kapoyel, you're also allowed to pay him the way a worker would receive. And the Morse says it means Kapoyel Bottle, meaning to say that this Dayan had another job. So now by him coming to stop his work and do Dayanis for you, he's losing out by his own pay. Now, how much do you pay him? You don't pay him like he would have worked because he's not working right now. So you pay him how much a poyel a worker would take. Like, you could pay a worker, give him a certain amount of money that it's worth it for him to take off today and not to have to work. Even though if it worked, he'd make double the amount. But it's worth it for him just to get this much amount of money to have a day off. So that's how much money you're allowed to pay to Dayan. Mishnah Zayin. Ha choshed al ha b'choyreis. If somebody is choshed, let's say a Kohen that's choshed to be matel, he puts mum in the Bechor. So a chosh ala Bechor is a loisim imenu besar tzavoyim. You're not allowed to buy from that person, not even meat, that comes from a deer. Even though there's no kedushas Bechor by a deer, but still will very well be mistaken the meat of a deer for the meat of a regular animal. Therefore, it's also to buy any meat from him. Ploy oiris shenem avudim. You can't buy of this person's skin that was not worked over into leather for the same thing. He has to be afraid maybe this leather came from a Bechor that has Kedusha and it was not really a Balmum. So it's also to have enjoyment from it. You have to bury it rather. But Mashmal Limor says it was worked over though. But since the owner spent time working it, for sure it was not a Bechor. Because if it would have been a Bechor, it wouldn't be worth it for him to work with it because he feels maybe the Chum will catch me and I'll ruin my work. I'll lose out, I won't gain. So if it was not Kedai for him to have to work. But Lamaisa, if it's not worked over, then we're afraid you cannot buy it off this person because maybe it's from a Bechor. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Loitchin mimenu oiros shana keva. If you have a skin, you skin the animal, and you can tell from the skin that it came off in the keva. So we know for sure it's not from a bechorah. Therefore, also it's mutter to buy it. But v'yein loitchin mimenu tseme melubin v'tsoy. Now let a buy off him wool that was cleaned off. And the Gemara says v'tsoy means from its dirt. Again, the same thing. That's the chiddush. Even though the person cleaned it off from its dirt, still you can't buy it off him. We have to be afraid it came off a bechor, off the wool off a bechor, and this much is not that big of a tircha to wash it off to clean it. Maybe the person would do it even though it really was from a bechor. Therefore, not allowed to buy wool that was cleaned, even though it was cleaned from this person that's chosha al bechoris. But if the person spun it, made it into a thread, that you're allowed to buy off this choshid. Again, for the same svara, if it was really from a bechor, he would not bother so much and take up so much time because he's afraid maybe he'd get caught by the chachamim. So it wouldn't be worth it to him to make it, to spin it, to make it into thread. So therefore, if you have it into thread, then you're allowed to buy it off him for sure. It's not from a bechor. The same thing, ubegodim, you can buy clothing. And more is the question, like, madich, allowed to buy thread, for sure you're allowed to buy clothing. What's the chiddush over here? So the Gemara comes out, we're talking about now simple clothing that was not woven yet, that it was not made from threads. It's just like a piece of raw wool that you make into a cloth. So even that, you're not allowed to buy, even that, you're allowed to buy off this person. Because again, he would not be matriach himself even that much, because otherwise he would be afraid, maybe he'd be caught from the chachamim. So therefore, for sure, it does not come from a bechor. Now, Mishnah Ches, ha choshed ala shvius. If someone is choshed, means we caught him doing averus about the perish shvius. Either he planted it on Shemitah, or else he took it and did business with them on Shemitah. So lochur is in loyshim emenu pishtun. You're not allowed to buy flax from him, because you have to be afraid maybe he planted these flax on Shemitah. V'yafilu sarak, even if the flax is combed out, still you're not allowed to buy it from him. That's not called enough of a tircha. Av loyshim emenu tovi v'yorik, but if he spun it, or else he wove, begged with it, then we say since he did so much tircha, for sure it's not from Shemitah, and therefore it's mutter to buy it off him. Mishnah Tes. We caught a kohen, let's say, or somebody that was selling truma, and he told people, really, it's chulin. And truma is only mutter to kohanim, and he sold it to regular Israel. So he was choshed li yosmoicha truma l'shem chulin. So lochur is ein loichem imenu afilu mayim oy melech. And now let a buy of him, not even water, not even salt, a divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's like gzeira not to buy anything from it, a knas. So you should not buy, you should not come to buy things that maybe have truma in them. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shiyesh poizikas trumais umaisrois and loich memenu. Only something that maybe has some truma maisr inside it, then it's also to buy it off this person. But if something like salt or like water that has nothing to do with truma, then he holds you allowed to buy it off this person. Then there's no shad, he's buying it var isa. Mishnah Yud. Hecho shirala shviyas. If somebody's choshed, we caught him being over the Yisra and Shemitah, and doing business with the parish Shvius, or else planting it, is ain't a choshed ala maestras. We don't say that he's also like choshed, he doesn't take care of his parish, take off maestras sheni. To say that what's also treated outside Yishlan, that maybe it's maestras sheni, we say no, if it was maestras sheni, he took care of it. And the other way, ha choshed ala maestras, somebody's choshed ala maestras sheni, eats it outside Yishlan, is ain't a choshed ala Shvius. He's not choshed to be over the Yisra Shvius. The Gemara says, because each one has its own chumis. So even though he's choshed for one, we do not claim and say he's choshed on the other one also. Ha choshed al zev yazot, we call him to be over both Yisurim of Shemitah and of Maisus. Then choshed al atayrus. Then you can't trust him, the tayrus, the things that he has to be knowing. But tayrus, we have to be afraid, maybe it's tummy. But because that's the most simple dik Yisra. That's why in Yisra the Rabbonin, teet yo, not teet chulin of tameim. V'yeshu, sometimes though, v'yeshu choshed ala tyrus. There are certain people that are choshed ala tyrus. V'yeshu choshed loyal zev, loyal zev. He's not choshed, not on maestros, and not on Shemitah. Zeaklal, this is the klal, the svar is, because tyrus only is the rabbonin. That is not makbit so much, but on maestros and shvius, that's the rice, and there he is makbit. Zeaklal, this is the general rule, that kol choshed ala dover. Whoever's choshed, we call him to be over that iser, is leidon, we cannot pask in the straddle about that iser, for leim either, we cannot say this about that thing either. Since we call him to be over in Aveira Shaboy, we'll be afraid he's no lie on those in Yonim. Perek Hey, Mishnalef, kol psulei hamikdashim. Any time you have a korban that became a balmum, so lo achir jilad be poiderit. Now, when you redeem it, the money goes to Hegdish. So in order that Hegdish should receive a lot of money for it, therefore there's a halacha that even later after you redeem it, you're allowed to sell the meat on the marketplace. Even though it's a little bit bizoyin to kochim, still you're allowed to do it in order that at the beginning, Hegdish should receive a lot of money. So that's called again, kol psumi ha-makadoshim. Nim korim bi-itlaj, you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace. For nishchotim bi-itlaj, you could even have it, the shchita done in the marketplace, in order that the meat will be fresh, to sell right away, even though it's a little bit of mizoyin. And when the shkol and belit, you're allowed to weigh it with the regular weight of a pound. And chutz min ha-bechor, excluding the korban bechor, you're not allowed to sell in the marketplace. Or min ha-maisa, maisa behema, even though they have a balmum, and you're allowed to eat them, but you can't sell the meat in the marketplace. Why? Shana yosin ha-bailam, because over here, the total enjoyment is only for the owner. If it's a balmum or bechor, there's no way to be paid for it, just the kohen is allowed to eat it. And if the Maisa Behema became a Balmum, so the owner, the Bailam, is allowed to eat it. They can't, there's no redemption though. So therefore, the Ano is owned to the Bailam. Babsuli HaMadoshim HaShenken HaKorbin became a Balmum. There the Loch was, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to first be paid for it. You have to redeem it. And the money, Hani Yosel Hegdish, goes to Hegdish. So therefore, by Shah Kochim, we let you do these things, sell it in the marketplace, so that the person at the beginning will redeem it with a lot of money. So Hegdish will gain on the deal. But by the Chor and Maisa, there's no gain for Hegdish. Therefore, we say you can't be Noig Bizon, you have to be Noig Kovid, and you can't sell it in the marketplace. But, Veshreklim Monik Kenegan Monab Bechor, but by a Bechor, you let it weigh out a piece of meat. If you have another piece of meat that you weighed out already, you know that piece of meat weighs a pound. So, you got to take this piece of meat of a Bechor and put it on a scale and get a pound, Zek Kenegan Zed. That's not called a Bizoyin. Mishneh Beis. Beishamayim Beishamay says, Lo yimone yisrael makoyin ala bechor. That if there's a balmum on the bechor, that the kohen's allowed to shecht it. So when the kohen goes to eat the bechor, he should not invite over yisrael to eat with him from the meat of the bechor, but rather b'shami holds only the kohen should eat it by himself or his family, but not a yisrael. Beisilo matir, Beisilo says no, you're allowed to invite over even yisrael to eat with you. And Vafil Noch, even a guy also is mutter to invite over teeth from a Bechor, which has a Balmum on it. Because it has no Kedusha, the Pasuk says, Kish Bisharecha Techlenu, that we dash it, and it says, Kitzviva Kail. It's just like a regular deer and like a ram. Just like a deer and a ram, you let it feed to a guy. Here also, you Bechor, you let it feed it to a guy also. Now, Bechor, Sha'achazoi, Dom, let's say a Bechor that let out a lot of blood. It came sick because it has a lot of blood. So, shochet zadah means it has a lot of blood. And the eighth of the refu is to let the blood out, so you have to like cut it. So, afilu hu meis, even though the bechor may die, the way it is now, and makizin loidom, you're not allowed to make an operation, you can't cut there to let out the dam, divrei rebu, these are words of Rebbe Yehuda. Because he's cheshed, maybe you make a baal mum, and it's not very, you're not allowed to put a mum onto a bechor, therefore you're not allowed to make the hakozes adam. The Chachamim Yak is no. You're allowed to take out the blood, let the blood let in. But Obavad Pravadin Shlayasa by Mum, like try your best not have Kavana to not make it a Mum. Because you can watch yourself not to make a Mum when you cut in the right place, they'll heal up again. Vimasa by Mum, let's say though by mistake you didn't make a Mum by the cause of Saddam, is a razor Lishkadola, there's a Kinas, you should know you're not going to be able to eat from it. So therefore, at the beginning, of course, we'll be very, very careful. Rabbi Shimon says, Yak is null, even the Kachidir let it go to let out the blood. And after a piece, even though you're making a mum, or even though it's possible a mum will come on it. But since you're not mechavon l'shem mum, so it means that a dove shenim is kavin, then it's muta. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita, that a dove shenim is kavin is muta. Mishneh Gimel, Hatzoyrem, V'yoizin ha-bechor. He is harezel lo yishchat elomis. If a kohen goes ahead and like makes a scratch on the ear of a bechor in order to make it into a balmum, so locher is then, even though he makes it into a balmum, there's a kenasi harezel lo yishchat elomis. The kohen's not allowed to eat it, even though now he did not make the mum, but the mum comes upon later, so that's the locher, he's not allowed to eat it elomis. Again, this is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chachamim say, Yishchet Olaf. When another mum comes upon this Bechor, then you're allowed to shecht the Bechor. In other words, the knas is enough just that you can't be mate because of the first mum. But when another mum comes on, then it's mutter. Now, Maisa once happened by Zocher Sherechelim Zokin. It once happened by Zocher Bechor of a rochel of a goat, a sheep, I mean, Zokin, an older one, Usari Medudul, and it had hair growing very long. In other words, it's a Bechor, Bezman is there, you can't shecht it. So you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. Now, Roa Kaster Echod, one like Roman policeman, saw it. Omas, he said to the Jews, like, how come you have this? How come it's so old like and the hair is grown? You don't cut off the hair. So Amrullah, they said back to Mishno Bechoru, this is a Bechor, it has Kedusha. And then a Nishka tell him came, Hoya by Mum, we're now at a Shechter unless there's a Mum, unless there's a blemish on it. So what happened was, Notal Pigyoin, this Roman, took a spear, and Vitzaram Bosna, he split by the ear. And the Roman Mistoma did not know what he was doing, he did not know that this Mum is a Matritit. He maybe thought it has to happen by itself. He did not know that he could be matarit. So, vo mice of nechachomim, this mice came in front of the chom, he asked the shalom, what should we do? Vitiru, and they said, yes, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to use this bechor. Since the Roman did not have endas to be matarit, therefore we're allowed to use it. What happened was, after chom said it was muta, now, for olach vitzorim bechoros acherim, this Roman went and split other Bechoris, to give Mumim another one. Now that he saw that his Maisa was a Matarit, he went and wanted to be nice to be Matar other Bechoris. And now the Yosru, now the Chum said, now it's also. Because now what the Roman did it Midas, if you do it Midas, that's the Knas, you're not allowed to eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, Pamachas, another time it happened, Hoyotinoikis Mesachakim Basoda. We had the kids were playing in the field. And Vekoshru Zan voice to Loyim Zelazir. They tied together the tails of the tloyim, a little sheep. V'nifsa caused another shalechemim, and one of the tails came off and was a bechor. V'reyu bechor was a bechor, and that's a mum. So now they did not have intentions to make a mum. It just happened. Uvo ma'isav nechachom, they brought this ma'isav nechachomim, v'tiru, and they passed in yesh, you're allowed to eat from that mum. Ro, now the tanoikis saw shetiru, that the chom will matter it. Therefore, v'holchu, they went v'koshu zanvus b'choris acherim. They went and they tied together other b'choris, the tails together. Not the tail should come off. And now again, v'yasru, now the chum said, no, since they have intentions to be matarit, therefore there's a knas, you can't eat from that b'chor, from that mum. And ze'aklal, this is a general rule, that kol shula diet, anytime somebody put a mum on a b'chor l'das to be matarit, also, midrabon, it's also, you can't use that mum. But if the person put the mum without intentions of being matarit, then muta, then the mice you allow to eat from that bechor with its mum. Yeah, Mishneh Dalid. Let's say a bechor was chasing you, was chasing the person, and the person kicked it. And the yosa by mum, by kicking him, you made a mum in this bechor. So raise a yishchet all of your ladder shech, because we say you did not kick him like to make a mum, you kicked him to protect yourself. So Shlebim is covering the mum, therefore it's mutter. The other Mishnah says, "Kol ha-mumim haruyin lovi b'dayodim." Any mum that's possible for a person to make it, in other words, it's a slit in the ear, a slit in the mouth, that we have to be afraid maybe the owner made this mum in order that he could be able to shecht with it. So Lach is like this, "Royim yisron amonim." If the shepherd is a Jew that's taking care of these animals, even though the owner of the animal is a kayin, but since the shepherd, the roi, is Yisrael, he's nemo to say that he saw the way the mum came by itself, and no man put it there b'kavana. But v'royim kahanim, if the shepherd is a kayin, ain't in the monim, then he's not believed, even though he's being a shepherd for Yisrael. But we have to be afraid that he thinks that, listen, who is the owner going to give it to, the b'chor, to him, to the kayin, the shepherd? So therefore, we're choshing him that maybe he himself was matal the mum. Therefore, we do not trust him. We have to have edus from somebody else to say the mum came by itself. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Nemanu al shachaveray no, even a kohen, he's nemo to say on somebody else's bechor that he saw the mum came by itself. Just v'yena neman al shalatzma, he's not neman on himself. On his own bechor, he's not nemo to say the mum came by itself. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, ha'choshed al dover, anybody that were afraid that maybe he did an aveira in this inyan, or afraid that he was matal mum in the bechor, so lochar is loy donoy, he has no right to be a dain in the shail of hilchas bechor. For loy mido, he can't be an aid either. Since he's a choshev b'dover, we don't trust him. Meaning to say, once he's a choshed, he's a kayin, so we don't trust him even on somebody else's. Even on somebody else's, he can't say edus, or he can't paskin on somebody else's bechor. Mishnehei. Nemon ha-kayin loymer. Kayin is nemon believed to say that heresi bechor zeh, that I showed this bechor, I showed this mum to a mumcha, ba'al mumhu, and the mumcha paskin, the rav paskin, that it was a good mum, and we trust this kayin, and therefore he's a lot of shecht. But about a providing that he has another aid telling us that he did not put the mum on, the mum came by itself. Now it's on Yishal, is this considered a mum kavu or not? So that we're not cheshed him, that he would lie, because the milsad vidal gluya, we can go to the chacham and ask the chacham if he was really mata the bechor or not. So therefore we believe the kain when he tells us that he showed it to a chacham, and the chacham paskin that it was a good mum. Now hakil namonim amumi ha-meiser. Anybody's name with the say on a meiser behemer. There, the locker is also that you have to bring it for Korban, the tenth one. But when it comes to Baal Mum, then the owner, the Yisrael, is allowed to keep it. So here the Yisrael is not choshed to put the Mum on himself. And if he tells us the Mum came by itself, we believe him. And the Mara says the reason is because if he wanted to, he could have made all his 10 animals Bali Mumim before it starts making Maise Behema. Now the Mishnah says, Bechor Shenis Meis Enoi. If a Bechor, that one of his eyes became like blind, that's a Mum. Or else Shenikto, Yod, one of his hands was cut off. Shenishbur Ragli, one of his foot was cut off, the back legs were cut off. Is a razor Yishkata Pishlesh B'nei HaKnesses. Even though, like we know for sure, these mumim are good mumim, they're a mum kavua, there's no question, still Mishum Kavra Chochim, like he's still supposed to get a heter. And therefore, B'moklam, if you don't have a mumcha, you're allowed to go to Shlesh B'nei HaKnesses, means any three people, even though they're not mumchim L'Bechiris, still we let you go to them. Even though you have a bezdin, they have 23 people, and they're not mumchim, is lo yishchid, you can't shech with the heter, el api mumcha. Only when you go to a mumcha, and the mumcha is matarit. If you don't have a mumcha to be matar you, then you can't shech. However, the loch is at the Tanakama, the b'mokim, you don't have a mumcha there, you could be samech on three, b'nei ha-kneses, means any three people. Now, Mishnevov, ha-sheichet es ha-bechor. Let's say you shechted the bechor and you sold the meat. Umachoro, you sold the meat. Then v'noida, we found out shlohirehu that the owner did not show this mum to a mumcha. So really, there's no head to teeth from the meat now. So lochri is ma'ashochlu ochlu. The meat that lakech, the one that Buddha ate already, it's fafal, he ate it already. But still v'yachsel emesadomim. The original owner has to give him back the money at the kenas chachomim that he was gave him teeth a bosor shalissa. The meat that he did not eat yet, that is going to have to bury, because the suffix, it has a din b'chor on it, and it's a suffix if it's a bal mumanat. Maybe it's a tam, so if we have to bury the meat. And also, the original owner has to give back the lekeach the money that he paid for the meat. In other words, he gets back all his money, and just the meat that's still around has to be buried. V'chein, the same halach would apply, ha-sheichet es ha-poro, somebody shechs the poro. Or machora, and he sells it. And v'noydi shi treifa, the owner knew all along that it was a treifa, and he sold it to people, but teres that's kosher meat. It's the same thing, mash ochlu ochlu. The meat that the owner ate, that the buyer ate, he ate already, but v'yachselem es adamim, the original meicher has to return to him the money, it's a knas, since he sold the davar shalisser. Or mash lo yochlu, the meat that did not eat yet, hein yachziru le'es abos, you have a right to give it back to this owner, v'yachselem es adamim. And he's going to have to give you back the money, and he'll have to take care of it, worry about giving it to a dog or giving it to a guy. Now what's going to be Macharul and Nochrim? Let's again, the original person sold this behemoth treifa, and he didn't tell the buyer, but the buyer, instead of eating it, sold it to a guy. So really he did not have that much of a loss, because whether it was kosher or treif, it'd be the same thing as sold it to a guy. Or your else Yilu Laklov, unless they gave it to his dog's teeth, so also wouldn't make that much of a nafkamina. Still Yishal Moloi Demeha treifa. Still we make a knas upon the owner that he has to give him back the money, the difference of Zemeha Treifa, which really means which is sold for cheap. We need to say, like usually when you sell Bosta Treifa, it's very cheap. So here, when the owner sold it, he sold it with Teros Kashra meat. So Treifa meat only costs 50 cents a pound. Kashra meat costs $2 a pound. But after that, he has to give him back the money, meaning he only has a right to charge him for the Zemeha Treifa, the 50 cents a pound. I'll have to give him back the extra dollar and a half that he charged him, because he did not really give him kosher meat. So that's the chiddush here. Even though the buyer really only used it to give it to his dogs or to sell it to a guy, so for him it wouldn't make enough kmina, but still the chum made a kanas, since the person that sold it did not tell him, therefore he's going to lose out, and he only has the right to get the value, how much it would have been to sell basa treifa. Perek shishi. Mishnalef, al elu mumin shechten mesabachor. And these mumin is called the mum kavua, that if a mum chapaskin, it's okay, you're allowed to shecht the bachor. Nifkama osnoi min hasochem. Let's say there's a pegam, mean there was a hole, and some of the ear, some of the meat was missing from the ear. Now min hasochem. The sochem is like the middle part of the ear, not just the bottom thick part of the ear, but the middle part of the tenuch. In that, if there's a hole there and missing some of the basar, that's a mum. That's called nifkama osnoi min hasochem. Avoloi min or, but not just the thick skin on the bottom, the fat skin on the bottom of the ear, there's no mum. Nistako, let's say just a crack going through the middle part of the ear. Afo pish loy chosi, even though nothing is missing, just a crack also makes it a mum. Nikvo means, let's say you pierce the hole through there, and also no meat is missing. You just pierce the hole through there, then this nikvo has a shear of molly kashin. That's it big enough that a kashin or bean could fit through it. Nifkama means that some meat was missing. So there the hole, no matter how small the hole is, it's a mum. But here by nikva means there's no meat missing, you just pierce the hole through, like push the meat on the side, so then the hole has to be the size of a kashina. Or else, oisha yovshar, let's say the ear dries up, that's also a mum. Now, eizhi yivesha, what's called dry, kol shev tinoke v'yena moitziya tipas dam, that's the Tanakama. That if you put a needle through it and no blood would come out, that's called the ear is dry enough to give it a mum. Rabbi Yasi ben Meshulamayme, he says, Yevesha means Shetain Nefreches, that's like crumble, like a crumble matzah. That if you put your hands, roll it in your hands, it would crumble up, that's called Yevesha. That's a much bigger drying than the Tanakama. Mishnah Beis, Ris Shel Ayin Shenikav. Ris, that's the eyelids of the animal, of the Bechor. Shenikav, again, there was a hole going through it, and some part was missing. Rosh Shenifkam. Nifka means just a hole. Don't forget, and Shenifka means there was a hole that something was missing. Shenifka means just a hole went straight through, nothing was missing. Shenifka means a hole that some of the eyelid was missing. Rosh Shenistak, there was a split in the eyelid. So that's also called a mum. Harei be'enov dak. Let's say there was a dak, that means a membrane growing over the eye, like a cataract was growing over the eye, or else tavalo, there was a mixture, that means a streak of the white went into the black of the eye, that also makes it for mum. Chilaza and nochesh, nigmar comes out, really means one thing, it's like a growth in the middle of the eye, that the skin comes up, and it looks like a chilaza or a nochesh, looks like a snake, or else the ena of the girsa should be, or else this piece of meat coming up there looks like a grape. These are all mumim in the eyes. Now, the azeo tavalo, what's called like a mixed up eye? Lovoin, it means a white streak, hapoisik basira, that comes out from the, not the black, not the center black piece of the eye, but around the black piece, that's called the sira. For nichnas bashochr, and it comes into the black of the eye, that's called the mum. But bashochr, some black that comes out from the black of the eye, for nichnas lovoin, goes into the white of the eye, ain't a mum, that's called the mum. And the klal is shein mumim balovin. On the white of the eye, there's no mum. That's not a mum in the white of the eye. The Gemara says it's only called like the fat of the eye is the white. The ikar of the eye is the black. That's where a mum would be. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be chavarvod vihamayim? Chavarvod, let's say you have white spots on the eye. Whereas for mayim, the eyes tear, give off a lot of water. Hakvuyim, that's permanent there. That's called the mum. Now, ezeyu chavarvod hakvua, what's called like a permanent white spot in the eye of the bechor, to make it into a balmum, called Sheshor Shmoinim Yoim, that it was there for 80 days. 80 days straight, these black spots stayed in the eye, that's a mum. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Oimer, Boitkin Oisoi, Shloisha Pomim Betrech Shmoinim Yoim. Within these 80 days, it's not enough just to see it at the beginning and see it later at the end of the 80 days. We're afraid maybe in the middle it went away and came back again, that's not called a mum. So you have to check at least three times during these 80 days. Then if it's still there the whole time, that's called a mum. Now v'yelu heim hamayim akvuyim. Now v'yelu heim hamayim akvuyim. What's called that the eyes tears a lot, it's kavu, it's a permanent. Ocha means like this, that we have to give the medicine. and even after he takes this medicine, still does not stop dripping, that's a proof it's a real mum kavua. Now, what's called this medicine? This type of strua, so it's like this. Ochal lach v'yovish l'gashomim. If he eats the lach and the yovish l'gashomim means of a field, that it's enough that it grows from the rainwater. So these type of asavim grass, whether they're wet or whether they're yovish, whether they're dried out. And the Gemara explains that lach means what grows in Adar and in Chatzin Nisan. At that time the grass grows soft, lachim. The yovish means what grows in Elul and Chatzin Tishrei. That grass a little bit more dry. So that's what it is. So if the Behem ate from this grass of lach and of yovish, shogashom of a field that's sufficient with rainwater, or else lach the yovish shel shlochim, or else also this type of grass that grew in the lach, again, that's an Adar, or the yovish that grew in Tishrei, shel shlochim means of a field that you have to water it. So it's like this. Ochal ha-yovish, if he ate first the dry, v'yachar kach ochal ha-lach, and then he ate the wet one, is ein mum. That's not considered a mum. That's not called he took his medicine like first. At sheyoch until first he gave the animal to eat. Ha-yovish achar ha-lach. He ate the yovish after the lach. Means first he gave him to eat the lach. That means this grass that grew in Adar and Chatzinisim. And then he gave him to eat from the grass that grew in Tishrei. And if after this, till he does not heal up, that's a proof it's really called a mum kavua. That's called a mum, or the dripping of the eye.
All right.
And both of them have to be from Masad Gishomim. From Masad Gishomim, a rainwater, that's called a refuah.
So
all right, turn over, continue on the other side. Here, Mishnah Dalit. Chetmoy Shenikov, let's say you have the nose of a Bechor that has a nekov, and the Gemara comes out, I mean to say it's Nirum Mibachut. You see the hole through the nose on the outside. There will only be a hole in the inside of the nose, like the line, the wall between the two noses. If that was nekov, that would not be a mum. Now, Chetmoy Shenikov, there was a hole there, Rosh Shenifkam. Nifka means this piece of the meat was missing in the soul. Shenista, because there was a crack there, nothing is missing. That's all mumim. Svosoi shenikva, let's say the lip of a bechor. Shenikva, there's a hole through it. Rosh nifkamo means even part of the meat was missing. Rosh shenistika, there was a crack on the lip of a bechor. Chitov hachitzoinio shenifkamo. Let's say the outside chitov, that nifkamo means also sepagam. There was a hole there, though some of the meat was missing. Now this chitov, that's why by a person that's where his teeth is. By behemoth, there's a thick piece of gum there before the teeth start like. So this chanikov, that's like before the teeth. So if there's a nifkamo, if part of it is missing, that's a pegam. Oish nigmamu. Or else it was nigmamu means was cut down. But it's also called the mum by the chitov hachitzoin is the outside ones. But for panemius, the inside chitov, that's inside the mouth, a little bit further in, that you cannot see so well, so there it's only a mum, shenekru. If the whole chitov was uprooted, was pulled out, that's called a mum. But just that it was nifkamo or nigmamo, that would not be a mum by the panemius, the inside chitov. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna Seymer, and the boidkim in hamasimus lefnim. For the masimus, that's like the big molars, for what does inside that, there's no mum at all. Even though it's necro completely, but inside where the two big molars are, that's already called inside. It's not called a mum that you could see benigla. It has no psul. And af lo yes hamesimus, even the mokum where the two big molars are in the back, he also considers that to be like inside, and it's not called a mokum of a mum begoli. Therefore, it does not passel the bechor. The Mishnah hey nifkam hazoivon hazoivon. That's the kiss, the bear that goes around the aver. Of a behemoth. It has a long aver and it's surrounded by a kiss. So this kiss was nifkam. A hole was there. The part of it was missing. Oy er yeshal nekeva. Bimukdoshim. No, you can't have a nekeva by a bechor. It means if you have a korban that's in a nekeva, see a shlomim could be from a nekeva, and there's the pegam by the erva, the mokum erva of the nekeva. That's also called a mum. Now, nifkamo hazon of menetzim. Let's say the tail of the animal has the pegam, has a hole there that something's missing there. If it reached to the bone of the tail, it also makes it a mum. Avoloi min aperik. but not from the perek. A perek means like in between the bones, there's just some meat there in the tail. So if the hole went through just the meat of the tail, didn't go into the bone, that's not called a mum. Or else the tip of the tail was like skin. He had the skin taken off there, and you could see over there where the bone is uncovered. That's also called a mum, because if it's uncovered there where the bone is, that's called azon of matzil etzem. You uncover it so you see the bone of the tail, that's a mum, it will not heal back again. Or else throughout the tail of the animal, of the korban, usually we say now there are bones there, and there's a piece of meat in between. Now let's say ben chuy l'chuy, between one bone and another bone, there's a space of an etzpa. That's so much of a space of basar, that's called a mum. In other words, it's not supposed to be so far away, one bone from another bone. If it is that far away, this is considered a mum. Mishnah Vav. Ein loy beitzim, let's say the b'chor, the animal, has no beitzim, or else, oy ein loy yela beitzachas, it only has one. The Gemara explains what does it mean to say that it doesn't have shtei beitzim and shnei kisim, but as b'kis echod, it has two. Or else, the second point means it only has one beitza, even though it has shnei kisim. In both cases, it's considered a mum. Rabbi Yishmol Leimer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, if there are two sacks there, so you should know yesh lo shnei beitzim. For sure, there are two beitzim, and the b'chor is kosher. It's not a mum, even though you only see one, you only feel one beitza there, but for sure the other one is there. What's going to be ein lo yela kisech, unless there's only one sack there, there's only one bag there, then ein lo yela beitzach, if that's a mum, it's only considered like he has only one beitza. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi says no, even though the b'chor has two kisim, but if we only feel one beitza, it may still be a mum. But what we have to do is, Moshivoy ala kuzoy, we have to lie like the animal down on his back, like, or Mamayach, and like press down, push down on the sack to see if the beitza would come in. And if the beitza did not come into that sack, then it's considered like it doesn't have a beitza, and that's considered a mum. Semyeshon beitza, sleifalotzeis. Like if there is a beitza there, for sure it would come down by you pressing, pushing on it. And if it doesn't come down, that's a mum. Now what happened was, the maise once happened, shemiach, that they pressed down on the sack, and v'lo yotzis, the beitza did not come down. So v'nishchat, they paskin, it's called a baal mum, and you light a shechta b'chor b'chutz. And after they shechted it, v'nimtes d'vulka b'ksolim, they found that the beitza was stuck on the flank and on the sides of it. So l'chura, it should come out now that it wasn't the mum, so maybe it should be also the b'chor. The Gemara says, no, v'hitra b'kivu still paskin, it's mutta. The pshat is, since the beitza did not come out by you pressing down on the sack, even though it was there stuck on top, that's not called b'mkaymoy, and that is considered a mum. But the Yosef Yechon and Benur, if Yechon and Benur says no, he also knows that since Lamaisa we found the beitza, it's not considered a mum, and therefore it was also to shechter, therefore it's also to eat this b'chor. Mishneh Zayin, Baal Chomish Raglayim, let's say a b'chor that has 5 feet, or Yishen Le'el Shol, the other one has 3 feet. The hooves of it is like flat, like a donkey. It's not split the way it's supposed to be. Or else, viha shochul, viha kasul. These are also mumim. Now, eiz a shochul, what's considered a shochul? Shenish muto yirechoy. Means that yerech, its thigh slipped out of place. The animal's thigh slipped out of place. It's not a mum, it's not a trefa, but it is a baumum. Vichosul means sheachas miyakos of gavoya. That one of its legs like a longer than the other one. One side is longer than the other side. That's considered a mum. Mishnah Ches. Nishpar etzem yod. Let's say the bone of the hand, the front legs, broke. The etzem ragli, or else the bones of the back legs. Is alpha pisha and nikra, even though you can't tell the way it's standing right now. So why is it called a mum? To Gemara says, because when it does malocha, when it moves like, then you could tell that it is broken. Now, mumim elu manu ilo b'yavna. All these mumim so far, ilo, this person, brought this account down in Yavna. And v'hoidu l'chacham, the chacham also agreed, these are called mumim. But v'yoyt shloish shoyt, there's another 3 mumim that ilo was moistif. And on this, armulah, the chacham said back to ilo, no, that lo shemanu aselo, like we did not hear these new 3 mumim that you are going to say, we'll soon learn what they are. Another, the chacham argued and said, no, these are not considered a mumim. But Ilah holds it is one of these 3 things. If the eye of a behemoth is round like the eye of an Adam, that's considered a mum. Or else, its mouth is doima to like a pig's mouth. Means to say the upper lid is over the bottom one. The upper lip is over, goes over the bottom one. Or else, the tongue, the part of the tongue that you use for talking, is a part of the tongue that's not attached to the body itself. Just out, that piece, if right of that came off, that's called a mum. But the Chum argued and said, no, these last three things are not called mumim. But the next Bezdin later on, they also agree to Ula, Tila, as if to say that's the locha we paskin, that even these three things are considered mumim, it would pass all the Bechor. Mishnah Tess. Meister once happened, Shalechi hatachtoin oidaf al helyin, that the bottom jaw was much bigger over the top jaw. So they want to know, is that called a muminat? By a Bechor this happened. For Sholach of Shimon ben Gamliel Chachamim, he asked the Shalot for the Chachamim. For Yarmo, they said, raise the mum, yes, it's also called a mum. If the bottom cheek, the bottom jaw like, is way out and over the top one, that's called a mum. What's going to be oizen hagedi shoysa kfula? Let's say the ear, the oizen of a gedi, of a kid, the small goat, was kfula folded over. So I'm a chom the chom and say like this, bizman shehi etzemech, if it's really only one bone, it's really only one ear, just as folded over, mum, that's a mum. But the imenu etzemech was not one bone, meaning to say it's like mamish, two different ears there, like you have two ears in one place, ain't a mum, that's not called a mum, it's like the two ear, that's not a mum. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Zinav HaGadi, the tail of this small goat, the tail of the Gadi, a kid, Shidoim L'sho Chazir, that looks like a Chazir, like a pig one, meaning to say it's very round, not the way a regular goat is, or else V'shein Lo Sholesh Chulyas, or else if the tail does not have three Chulyas, two or three bones to it, is a Reza Mum, that's considered a Mum. The Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, that Sheyabeles Bienoi. If you have a Yabeles in your eye, that means a little growth in the eye, even though it's in the white of the eye, it's also called a mum. But for writing, it has some sayer, it has some hair on it. That's called a mum. Veshenifkam etzem yodoi. Or else if the bone, the etzem yodoi, the bone of his front legs, well, pegam, it means a hole there, some part was missing of it. Or else the etzem ragloi. Or else the bone of his back legs was a chosar, that there was a pgam, means there's a hole there, part of it was missing. Or else v'shenifsak atzmoi shebepiv, that means the bone, like the jaw, or the gums, that the teeth are kavur in, if there's a pgam, there's a nifsak, there's a crack in it, that's also called a mum. Eino yachas gedoel yachas ketano, one eye is bigger than the other one, or one eye is smaller than the other one. One ear is big and one ear is small. Bemara means that we could look and tell that one is bigger than the other. It's not enough just on if you go to measure it, you'll see one is bigger. But when you look, you can't tell. That's not a mum. It has to be that just by looking at it, you can tell clearly that one is much bigger, one is much smaller than the other one. Reb Yudu says, Achas mi beitzav gedoylo kishnaim shebechaverto. If by his beitzim, if one is twice as big as the other one, that's also called a mum, even though he has two beitzim. Even though it's a little bit benistar, but still he all, that's called enough of a goli, you could tell it. But the chum did not agree. They hold no, it's not nikur, you cannot tell this, therefore that's not considered a mum, since he does have his two beitzim. Just one is double the size of the other one, the chum said that's not considered a mum. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Zenavo ego, sheino magas li arkoiv. If you have the tail of an eagle of a calf, that's not long enough, does not come down like to the knee. If it does not come down to its knee, that's called a mum. If it's not that long. Normally it's supposed to be much longer. Omru Chachom the Chom said back, Kol hamarbis ho agolim keino, whoever grows eagles, realize this. So Shala, how you learn? Some of the pshat is that whoever raises them realizes that usually the tail is supposed to reach at least to the knee, if not more. So if it doesn't reach that long, it's called a mum. Now, kol zaman shein magdilin hein nimtochos. If kol zaman the calf grows up, the tail becomes longer and longer. So kids, it always, at all points, it should always reach its ankle. If it doesn't reach the ankle, if it doesn't reach the knee, that's a mum. Now, liyeza akavar, to which type of the bone of the akavar we're talking about, the tail doesn't reach down. By a behemoth, there are two parts there. There's the top part and the bottom part by the middle bone where the knee is. Tzichdina ben Atignis Soimer LeYaakov Shebiyemtza HaYerech, to the Yaakov that's in the middle of the thigh. That's like the socket on top of that bone, on top of the middle bone. If it doesn't reach that, that's the mum. But if it reaches there, even though it doesn't reach the bottom socket, that would be kosher. Al elu mumin shertanes abchor. Now these mum we learned so far, they're real good. It's 100% mum, and therefore if you have a bechor, you can even shecht it pachutz outside the Beis Hamikdash. O psuli amudoshim nistan aleim. If you have a regular korban, if they have one of these mumim, it's called psuli amudoshim that has a mum, and you're liable to be paid for it because of these mumim. You could redeem them. Now Mishnah Yudbeis al elu, but these next mumim we'll learn about, they're not so bad. And these next mumim, elu shein shechtem aleim, no, you're not allowed to shecht because of this mum. Loiba mikdash, meaning to say, if it's a korban, it's enough of a mum to say this korban cannot be brought. You can't shecht the korban, but it's not a big enough mum v'loiba medina. You cannot shecht the bachutz, meaning to say, if it's a bachor with these next coming up mumim, you cannot shecht it. It's not enough of a mum to passel a bachor or to be poider it. It's only enough to say you can't bring it for korban. Now, chavarvar, we'll soon see white spots in the eye, v'hamayim sheinam kavuim. Or else if you have the water, the dripping of the water, but it's not kavu, it's not permanent. Before we had, if these white spots stays for 80 days, or the water is kavua, that's a mum. But if they're not kavua, they go away, so kolz aman the yadir, the white spots in the eye, or that the eye is tearing a lot of water, you can't bring it for korban. V'chitov ha'pinim yeshenifkamu. If the inner part of the gum was not uprooted, but just the pagam, it was cut off a piece from it. Avoloi shenekru wasn't uprooted. If it was uprooted, we had before that, some mumi even to shecht the bechor on. But here, what's not uprooted, just cut through a little bit there, it's only enough of a mum to pass, you can't bring it for a korvin. But you can't be pointed with it, you can't shecht it out, so you can't shecht the bechor. Obal gorov, obal yabelis. Obal gorov means it has scabs growing on it. It's a type of a shchin. Type of a shchin that's lach mi bachutz mifnim, it's wet outside and inside. That's called a goraf ubal yabelis. That's also a growth that's in the white of the eye and where it has no hair on it. So it's not a real mum, but a kofonim, you can't bring it for korban. Ubal chazozis. If it has chazozis, there are two types of chazozis. The chazozis hamitzris, that's like yalefis, and that's a shchin. These are different type of shchins. And the other one is a shchin that has no refuah to it. But korban bal chazoz means it has these shchins, these boils. V'zokin, an older animal. It's also a mum, you can't bring it for korban. V'chol, if the animal is sick. Or mezuam, the animal starts to smell. It's no good. V'shenevda by avera, if the animal lived with a behemoth, lived with an isha, so it was over arvo, you can't bring it for korban. V'shemes es odim al pi edecha. The last two cases only, there was only an edecha telling us that this animal killed a person. So therefore, since it's only an Eidechot, we can't kill the animal. And if he did an Aveira, we can't kill it. So, but it's still possible for Korban. That's called if it killed a person, or it did an Aveira, lived with a person, it's possible for Korban. Or Yalpia Bailam, or else if the Bailam himself comes and admit that his Shor killed somebody. So we do not believe him enough to kill the Shor, but I call upon him, it's possible for Korban. V'tumtim v'yandrugnis. You have a behemoth that its simonim is covered over, you're not sure whether it's a Zohar or a Keva. Or Sviandrugni means it has both simonim. It has simoni zachros and simoni nekevos. So that's called also mum. You can't bring it for korban. Now, loiba migdish, these things you cannot shecht in the base of migdish, and v'loiba medina. But these are not real mumim to say that if it happens to a bechor, you can shecht it bachutz. We'll say by regular korban you can be poydah, it's not a real mum to be poydah kodeshim. Rabbi Yishmol and Mishmol says no. Ein mum godol mizeh. This last case of an androgynous. Because the old androgynous really is called the Zohar. If so, the mokum of Nikavus that's open is called the slit, it's called the mum. See, if you that's called the good mum, and therefore you could even shecht it as a bechor. The Chachom and the Chom say, ain't a bechor. Chom say, it has no din bechor altogether. If they hold an androgynous, it's not called the Zohar. So it has no kedushas bechor altogether. And rather, nigzos v'nevod. You're allowed to work with it, and you're allowed to shear off the wool. An androgynous does not have a loch of a Zohar. It's not a zokh, it's not a nekevo, but they hold this called the berium of neas, but it's its own type of a min, this androgynous. So by androgynous is the maslekis. By a tumtum tak, it's a sophic what it is. But by androgynous, where it has both simonim, that's this maslekis, whether it's ksidid a bechor, or whether it's ksidid a psar with a mum, or whether it does not kushis bechor, altogether it's called the mim, a min bifneyatsmai. here, Perek Shvi, Mishnah. Mumen Elu, these Mumen, they were learned in the Perek before, is Bein Kavuin Bein Oivrim. These last Mumen that we said that only pass the Korbin, but it's not really a Mum to Shechton. So these Mumen, even they go away, whether they're Kavua, they're permanent, or whether they go away, because the man they didn't go away yet, it passes it for Korbin. Now, Toislim Biyodim, these Mumen we just learned before, also pass on Adam. Meaning to say that a Kain, if he has one of these Mumen, he cannot do the Aveira, he cannot do the Avodah. Now, Yisraelim Biyodim is even more Mumen that apply to a Kain that we do not find by the Hema. And that is Hakiloin, that means his head is in a funny shape. His head is like wide on the bottom, and it's a pointy on top. Or else the Halaftoin, that's where his head is doimed to the head of a turnip, which is the opposite way around. It's wide on top and pointy on bottom. Hamakavon, that means his head is doimed to it like a hammer. Means his metzach, his forehead, sticks out both in front and in back. Visharosha Shakua, or else his head is like twisted. It's slanty downwards and then curvy. Now, Ushikifus, that's his head, sticks out in the back, the same way sticks out in front. A normal head, the head sticks out more in front than in the back. The Shakifus is the back of the head sticks out just as much as the front of the head. That's also called a Mum by a Kohen. He's not called Shova Bizarra Shalaron. There's new type of a Mum that a Kohen, not only can't he have a Mum, but also it says he has to be Shova Bizarra Shalaron. He has to look like a normal Kohen. And these things, it doesn't look like a normal Kohen, so it's also possible to do the Avodah. Now, Ubalei HaKatoitres, that means he has like pimples growing on his head, but it's blitas, it sticks out a lot. Reb Yehuda Machsh, Reb Yehuda says no, it's kosher. That's not the Stam, the Mishnah says Stam. What's the loch of Balei HaKatoitres? If you have a lot of boils like sticking out, blisters sticking out, Reb Yehuda Machsh, that's not called a mum. The Chum says no, it's possible. The more it comes out this, it's nets and this, there's a bone of this growth, that even Reb Yehuda agrees that it's possible. The Chalikah says, where there's no bone there. You hold the stam a piece of meat, be alma stam a mum. Chum hold no, that's considered a mum. Mishnah Beis, hakareyach posel a koyin that's bald, he's also posel to do the avoda. It's not called shav the zara shalaron. It's an israel safe for him to do the avoda. In the chalam with these mumim, which is only a psul that he's not shav the zara shalaron. Here, if he does the avoda would be kosher. The other regular mumim that applies even to behema, if he does the avoda, is mechal the avoda. But by these psulim, it's only a psul machmas that is not shav, it doesn't look like a normal kohen. Here it's only in this rasei. But if he does it, the avoid is still kosher. Now, hakarech again posel, if he's bald, it's a psul. Eizel karech, what's called a bald? Kol shein loy shito shel sire hamakefes meizen loizen. There's not even one row of hair that goes from one ear to another ear. But v'yim yeshlet, let's say he has at least one row of hair that goes straight from one ear to the other ear, straight across the head. Then I raise a kosher. Then the kohen is kosher to do the avoda. What's going to be ein lo gvinim? He has no eyebrows. Or ein lo yelo gavinech? He only has one eyebrow. That's also a pasles. So who giben am of a Torah? The Torah says a mum by a giben. That's what it means, that the kohen is missing his eyebrows. Rabbi Doisu Eimer kol she gvinav sheichvin. But the pshan the pasuk is his eyebrows are so long that like lie down over his eyes, it covers up his eye. Rabbi Chanina ben Atig Nesayim, no, it means to say, Mishyesh loy shnei gabin u'shtei shidrois. A person that looks as if he has two backbones or two vertebrates. So Mor says, it means to say, really, he only has one, because he can't live with two. But if it's crooked and it looks like one, he's bent over. That's also a mum by a kain. Mishnah Gimel. Hechorim apostle. Hechorim is also apostle, like it says in the Torah, for a kain to do the avoida. Now, Ezel chorim, what's called the chorim? Ha koichel shtei einav kachas means to say like his nose is not in between his eyes, and he could go straight across from one eye to another eye, to one eye to another eye. There's no bump there. He could like ha koichel means like to paint. He could paint straight across from one eye to another eye. That's the psul of hechorim. Now what's going to be shtei einav lamala means to say both of his eyes are in a higher place than normal, that's on his forehead. Rosh shtei einav lamata, both of his eyes are lower than usual. Or else, Einu Achas Lamala, Einu Achas Lamata, one is above, one is below. Or else, even though they're both equal, in the same normal place, but just Roya Es Achet, Der Yes Aliyah Kachas, with one eye he sees upwards, with one eye he sees downwards, these are all mumim. Sochei shemesh means his eyes can't take to see any shade of the sun. That's also a mum. Zugdois, that's a mum. Vihatziron is also a mum. Now zugdos means his eyes are not shavis. That means one is different than the other. Whether it's different color, it looks different. If one eye looks different than the other eye, that's called a zugdus. Vihatziron, that means his eyes always tears a lot. So these mumim are mumim a kain is supposed to do the avoda. Whereas vishenoshru rishain of posel. If his eyelids fell out, that's also psul here. Why? If they marasayin, here it's only marasayin with rabbonin. It doesn't look so nice. It's not a real psul with the rice, it's only marasayin. It's only the eyelids that fell out. Mishnah Dalef. Ein of gedolos kishalega. Let's say a kohen, his eyes are as big as a calf's eye. That's a psul. Like tanas kishalavas, or else his eyes are very small like a geese. It's also a mum. Gufoi goldo mevor of his body is out of proportion to his avor, means to his hands and his fingers. His fingers and his arms and his legs. The body is much bigger than the arms and legs, proportional, that's a mum. Oi kotu mevor, or else his hands, notice his body is smaller, proportional to his hands and feet, that's a mum. Chotumai godu mevorov. Let's say his chotma, his nose, is bigger proportionally, that's also called a mum. Oi kotu mevor, or else his nose is too small, proportional to his body, it's also a mum. Hatzimein vihatzimeya tu mumim. Now, a zeyuhu tzimeya, what's called a tzimeya? Shoznov ketanis, that his ears are very small. Vihatzimim, what is that? Shoznov doimus lesvug, that his ears are doimus to a svug, to a sponge, meaning to say that they're shrunk in, they folded over, that's also a mum. Mishneches, svosoi hel yoina oitfos al tachtoina, by kain, if his top lip is over, goes longer and over the bottom lip, or else the opposite way. Or else the bottom lip goes, grows out more, even above the upper lip. So I raise the mum, that's called the mum by Kohen. Now what's going to be v'shenitlo shinov, let's say all his teeth fell out. Here it's possible if name marasayin, it's a marasayin, the galochim of the rabbanim, that he can't do the avodah. What's going to be dadov shoychvim kishalisha? The breast of the kohen of a man is like hanging down like a lady's breast. That's also psul. Kreisai tzava, his stomach is too fat. It's sticking out too much. It's like blown up. It's also psul. Tabura yoytze. Let's say by his belly button, their navel is sticking out. It's not sunk in the way it's supposed to be. It's sticking out. That's also mum. Nichve. Let's say somebody has a leprosy that he falls down. He falls down different times. Afilu achas liyom. Even though it only happens once in a while, not too often. Afilu achas liyom, and it's also called a mum. Ruach katsris bolov. Let's say a funny wind comes into him. Rashi, that means, it means like a shade comes into him. So it's also a mum. That's called Ruach Katsris Bo'olov. Hamo Ushchon Ubal HaGever. Now, what does this mean to say? Ham Ushvon, that's a mum. So it means to say his Beitzim are very big. They're very big. That's a mum. Whereas Bagever means to say his Aver is very long. That's also a mum. Ein Loi Beitzim, let's say Kohen doesn't have any Beitzim. He only has one beitza. So zehu maruach oshach. When the Torah says a mum by a maruach oshach, there's beitzim like crushed. So I'm about Torah. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's what the Torah means. When the Torah says a maruach oshach, it means to say it doesn't have any beitzim at all. On this, Rabbi Shmuel Amishmol says no. Kol she nimrach ashachov. Rabbi Shmuel says no. You know what the pasuk says? Maruach oshach, it means that he has beitzim, but nimruchu, they're like crushed. If the beits are crushed, that's this mum of Maruach Oshach. We have Mekiva says, Kol Sheruach B'Yashochav. Means like the beits are blown up. There's air there. That's the mum. We have Echelina Ben Atignus Seymer, Kol Shemarov Chashuchim. The coin looks like dark. He has dark skin. That's called the mum. He knows Maruach Oshach is Loshna Maruach Oshach. Means to say like Mara Ochoshach Hidashnas, Gurin Amasifin. So you have to say he cooks, looks like he's dark. That's the sumum of Maroyach Oshach. Now, even though we'll see later on, the Mishnah said later, Kushi, the Mora says, Rabbi Chanina did not garus Kushi later on in the Mishnah. Because he learns here, that's the Mishnah means here, if he's a dark skin, that's a mum. Mishnah Vav, Hamakish per Kasulav, means when the Kayan walks, if his ankles hit one another, Or else of Yaakov Oisav, his knees hit, rub into one another. That's a mum. Or else of Baal Piko, v'yo Ikel. Or else the coins of Baal Piko and Ikel, these are also two mumim. Now I'll explain a zel Ikel, what's called an Ikel, called Shemakev Pasoisav, v'yerna Kavoisav, Noshka Zulazu. If someone wants to lie down like and put his feet together, so he put like his heels touch one another, but he can't get his knees to touch one another, like bolted outwards. That's a mum. That's called ikel. What's a pika? Yoitza migodloi. A bal pika means on his thumb like there's a big growth coming out of the thumb. Now, akeva yoitza lechurav. Let's say his heel sticks out backwards. That's also a mum. Usually by our feet, it only comes front of you. It doesn't stick out in the back of you. But by the heel, it sticks out in the back also. That's called a mum. Let's say his foot, the bottom of the foot is flat like a goose. That's also a mum. Let's say his fingers are lying one on top of another. Where the biyad of a regal is also a mum. Let's say the fingers are like the skin attaches them together. Ada perks depends. If it only goes down to the knuckle, but from the knuckle downwards they're split, that's kosher. What about lamatam and a perik? Let's say it's the skin is attached even from below the knuckle. Then it depends. V'chasoche, if you slit it, you cut it there to make it open from the knuckle down, then kosher. But if you would not cut it, it would be a mum. Hoisavoy yiserus. Let's say the coin has an extra finger. V'chatoche, and you cut it off. So it depends. In Yeshbet, if the extra finger had a bone to it, then posel. It's called an extra aver, that's posel. V'imlav, but if it did not have an extra and a bone to it, then kosher. Providing you cut off the this extra finger, then it would be kosher. Yoser biyodov uveragov. That's the kohen has extra fingers and extra toes. Even if he has shesh for shesh, means every hand has five fingers. So together he has esrim verbo, he has 24. He has four sets of sixes. So here Rabbi Yehuda Mashmi, because that's not called a mum. If he only has on one finger six, that's a mum. But here that all of them are sixes, it's kosher. V'chachom and poitachom say no, so it's a psul. Let's say a coin that could do equal is right and left. So Rabbi Poisov says he's possible. But the locker is a lefty is possible. So Rabbi holds that the reason why he's able to use his left hand is because his right hand became a little bit weak. So it's a psul in the right hand, therefore it's possible. The pshat is the left hand became a little bit stronger. But the right hand is the same way, therefore the coin is still kosher to do the avoda. Hakushi, if the coin looks black, shratz, via gicher, his skin looks red, via lavkun, his skin looks too white, via kipeach, via nemes, he's too tall or he's too short. Too tall means he's too tall and very, very skinny. Via cherish, he can't hear, via shirt, he's a fool, via shikha, becomes shikha. The Mora says it means even if you're drinking milk, becomes shikha, that's the psul, a koponim, it's a psul, renisrasei. Or bal in the goyim torim, if he has white spots on his body, even though it's a tor, the kenega, still psul and biyodim. It's a pulse, biyodim, ksherim, behema, these things are kosher. If showing a little aimer, shaita of a man in a mucher. If a behemoth is a shaita, it's also a mum. Lezoima, skin hanging down.